Hundreds of thousands of us are heading straight out to spend more money at the January sales, which began, of course, on Boxing Day this year. With me is Martin Lewis, a financial journalist who specialises in saving people money and who has a toggle on his Anorak labelled credit cards. Martin, you've been out and about in the shops this morning. Plenty of store cards on offer?
Yes, it's unbelievable out there, Paul. I've been playing with my toggle looking for different clothing and the crush is incredible, the cramp's incredible, and there is a veritable cornucopia of Christmas credit cards crunching up the cash. I have to say, I went out there, I couldn't work out whether I was in plastic heaven or plastic hell. It really is quite crazy.
Right, you've done all the...
What a great Christmas alliteration that was, eh?
A great Christmas alliteration. What about the rates, though? Because this is the most expensive way to borrow, isn't it?
Well, if you're buying on a store card, and I think that's always the first warning, store cards is the devil's credit. Quite simply, a store card has not credit cards, but it's when you go into an individual store and use that store's card. Of the 28 store cards on the market, Paul, 25 of them charge more than 25.9% interest. The top player out there... Time card, 31.9%, that's Comet, Woolworths, Superdrug, 31.9% means you're paying 2.3% a month. That's almost the minimum payment. Don't touch them.
Now, of course, you say don't touch them, but if you do pay it off in full every month, you don't pay that interest, and you get the 10% off at the start, perhaps, and discounts in the future. So if you use them right, they can be a good idea.
OK, I always say there are three uses for store cards. Use number one, get your initial discount. If they'll give you 10% off for signing it up, sign up. In fact, don't just sign up. Go shopping with your friends. One of you signs up. You all buy on that one individual card, so you all get the 10% discount. Go shopping with them again 2 months later. Someone else signs up for the card, get the discounts, but always pay it off in full. Use number two, you may like the loyalty benefits. Harrods used to give free toilet facilities on its gold cards, but lots give loyalty benefits if you sign up the card. You know you've got members-only evenings. And the third one is if you get locked out of your house over the Christmas weekend, store cards are quite good for sliding through the keyhole. But those are the only decent uses for store cards.
Martin, I'm surprised they even let you in a shop nowadays. But if you don't want store cards, so what are the best ways? You've built up a big debt over Christmas or you want to buy stuff interest-free, how do you do that?
Two ways. First of all, clear the debts. Get rid of existing debts. There are 12 or 20 cards at the moment charging interest-free 0% offers. So the first thing to do is choose which lasts the longest. The answer is PC World Marbles card. Don't worry, the fact it's PC World, you don't have to be there. There's also RBS Advanta card. Both of those are lasting 9 months at the moment. They're also interest-free for purchases. Those are your short-term debts. Move your debt onto those and you'll be paying nothing.
Martin Lewis, thanks for that. And you'll be off back to the shops, no doubt, with those cards.